from San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today's Sunday. Is it the 30th? I think it's the 30th, and it is around 2 p.m. I am in downtown Douglas City. Well, it's really not downtown. It consists of a little store, Timber Lodge Motel, and a little post office about the size of a studio apartment. And I am going to go fishing, a little bit of fishing with Butler. I've got some earthworms, and I've never fished this area before. I'm getting the stuff out of my car. So I got some earthworms. I got some lures here as well. And you have to walk down. I've seen guys parking here to fish before, so I'm going to give this a try. I don't have high expectations. It's about 95 degrees out, which is pretty much a mild day for this time of year, I guess, because it's been 106 degrees and hotter. It says parking area, Douglas City, fishing access, foot trail to river, no overnight camping. Okay, so I am locking up my truck because you get some degenerates in this area sometimes. There's also a fire station here too. So there's a Douglas City little convenience store, a little post office, a little motel, and a fire station. I'm going to walk down here. I don't know really how to get here, but figure we'll do this together. This is my last day up in the mountains. I'm going to head back tomorrow. Took tomorrow off so that I can spend that driving back. And then I go back to work on Tuesday, and hopefully I'm going to come back the following weekend. The wife wants me to because she has to go to traffic court, and somebody needs to bring the dogs up. So, and I think she's planning on staying up here for a little while, which would be nice because then if I'm only up for the weekend, I get to head back and be by myself for a little while, get a little bit of bachelor living. By bachelor living, I mean nobody telling me to clean up after myself. All right. I'm right walking down this little trail. Highway 299 is on my left. And some kind of building is on my right, and I have no idea what that building is. But it's got a barbed wire fence to keep people out of it, so it must be an important building. Gotta cross down through here. A bunch of blackberry bushes. It's nearing the end of blackberry bloom. The wife went, while I was finishing a painting this morning, the wife went down and got the last of the blackberries. There's some blackberries still going here. They're starting to dry out a little bit. All right. That's a little bit of a hike to the river here. Okay, there's the river there. I can see it. I can see it up ahead. Let's hope that I have the inconvenience of having to walk this trail back with a fish. That would mean I caught a fish. Oh, it looks kind of nice right here. But it also looks like it's rough. I mean, it's a rapid here. So what that means for my line getting caught in the rocks, I don't know. But I'm going to give it a try. All right, I got two rods here, one with a float and one without the float. I'll try the one without the float first, and I'll put a worm on that. Very good chance that I'll get hung up, so especially when I'm recording a Fishing with Butler segment, the chances of me fucking up are even greater. So, put a worm on this baby. We cut this worm in half, which could be wrong. I don't know. But I don't see having a 10-inch long worm hanging off a little tiny little hook as being too bright. All right, let me take some. And then I take a little styrofoam salmon egg, fake salmon egg, put that on the hook as well to attract the attention of the trout or the salmon, whichever might be in here. Very beautiful, this river. Oh, very beautiful. But it is moving. I have a big rod here, so I'm hoping that I can cast it way far to the other side to where maybe... Oh, and line hung up already from the start. Of course. Of course. Let me try that again. A little backlash and the line stopped right away. Yeah, and lost the bait, and lost the little thing, the little salmon egg. Not getting off to a great start here, but what do you expect? You got Michael Butler fishing. All right. Try this again. If I get hung, if I get a backlash thing again, it's going to be quite embarrassing, folks. There will be no more fishing with Butlers. This will be the final fishing with Butler or Lonely Kayaker, probably, if this turns out to be so embarrassing. All right, I made it in the water. All right, travel on down the river there. Let the current take it. It seems awful rushed to be moving awful fast to be having any fish in this area. So I don't have high expectations here. If this doesn't work, I'm going to go back towards my house where I have had luck. But I'm sitting here. Very beautiful out here. Even under the bridge, it's beautiful. Not feeling any bites. But just listen to the sound of that river. All right, friends. Rather than have you sit here and listen to me meditate at the river, I'm going to pause this and we'll see how I did at the end of the day, okay? Lonely River Fisherman, signing out for now. Hi, it's me again, the Lonely Kayaker / Fisherman on the River. I got very hot, very quick over there in the sun, so now I decided to move to my usual fishing spot. There's a truck here. That could mean there's already some people fishing, and if that's the case, I'm gonna have to turn around and wrap this thing up, because I don't want to intrude on anybody else's fishing. So let's walk down here and check it out. My truck. I thought I heard some people. I hear some people. sitting in the creek. Hey, how you doing? You guys fishing?
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm gonna throw a line out.
What's
that? I'm gonna throw a line out if that's okay. Baseball bat here, and they're sitting in the creek doing something. But fuck it, I'm gonna fish. It's a guy and a girl, and she's sitting in the creek smoking, and they got a kid with them, and I'm gonna fish anyway. All right, lonely kayaker, nice fisherman. I'll check back later. Hi, it's me again, the Lonely River Fisherman. Or is it Lonely Kayaker? Or is it Rock and Roll Geek Show? I don't remember, but it's me again. It's been about an hour. No real bites or anything, so I'm gonna pack up my shit and go back to the house and upload this. The people who were here, a girl came out, kind of cute. A cute redhead. And a boy with a baseball bat and a little kid. She's probably a single mom with a teenage boy and a toddler. But she was kind of cute. And she smoked, so, and she put cream in her coffee, and you know, that's a real turn off, as they say on Seinfeld. All right. So I'm gonna go home, put these worms in my garden, since I can't fish tomorrow. I stood in the water, so it cooled me off a bit. I don't know what they were doing in the creek, because the creek bed's dry. Maybe they were looking for rocks or something, or maybe paying them for gold. But they're in a nice red pickup truck. I mean, it looked like a brand new pickup truck. Oh, wait a minute, that truck's still here. Are they in that truck? We'll find out. I'm gonna guess no. Am I nosy? Yes, I am. What else are you gonna do up here in the mountains? No, they're not in that truck. That's like a brand new Ram Tough Dodge, whatever. Found some sunglasses in the river. Ray-Bans. Huh. Nice Ray-Ban sunglasses. Hey now, it wasn't a total loss. Maybe they're knockoffs. I don't know, but it says Ray-Bans on when I need some sunglasses. Why not? Maybe I can take them and have some sunglass lenses put in them. Yeah, I don't know where those people went. They could be from the drug house. I don't know. There's a drug house on the street. There's people who don't, they've been squatting in this house for a while, and it's kind of at the end of the block, and they don't pay rent, but they deal drugs. That's the rumors I've heard. I went to my the girl across the street who I was painting for today. I went over there yesterday and had some hors d'oeuvres or whatever, some like cold cuts and chips and dip. I went back home, but my wife came back and said, and some girl came, said, my wife said she was real gorgeous. And the girl across the street said, oh, I got a little gossip for you. Don't tell anybody. Of course. She says, I love it when these women tell you not to tell anybody something, but then they go telling everybody. So it turns out this girl who was there, who my wife said was gorgeous, was a porn star, or an ex-porn star. I asked my wife what her porn name was. She didn't remember. So unfortunately, I cannot relay that to you. But by the way, don't tell anybody that I said this, that there was a porn star at the girl across the street's house. I'm sure you can keep a secret, friends. All right, I'm back in my truck. I don't know where these people went. There's a squirrel up the hill right there. Too far for me to get. It's not squirrel season yet. It was on private property. All right, friends. Thank you for listening to this possibly the most boring episode of the Rock and Roll Geek Show / Lonely Kayaker / River Fisherman of all time. But hey, what are you going to do? I spun the iTunes wheel, and up came the very first thing it landed on was the Yahoos from an album called Put the Hammer Down. I think Michael Street sent me this too, but I already had it, Michael Street, if you did. And the song it came up on was called Getting Drunk. So thank you for listening, friends. We're almost done with this dog days. Then you'll get just an episode a week or every other week or whenever I can do one. So for the people who are complaining about, yeah, my seatbelt's not on. For the people complaining about too many shows, now you can complain about not enough. Or maybe you can be happy that there are no shows. Who knows? But thank you for listening, friends. I would say this is value for value, but this could kill all the donations if I say that. So please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, falling in the river, washing down all the way to the ocean about 100 miles away, smashing your head on the rocks the whole way down, kind of death. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Here's the Yahoos.
Ready? One, two.
Getting drunk.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.